Charles Hurt, Biden continues Democrats' long, ugly tradition of racism. By Charles Hurt on May 30, 2020. True, we have not even elected him president yet. But isn't it already time to start dismantling Joe Biden's presidential library? After all, he has a long history of supporting white supremacists and just being an all-around racially insensitive, privileged white geezer. To be fair, Mr. Biden did not invent the Democratic Party or its racism. But for nearly 50 years he has knowingly and willingly associated himself with and supported the causes of the Democratic Party, known throughout history for its association with white supremacy. Just this week, the New York Times celebrated Memorial Day the only way they know how. They wrote an editorial denigrating the U.S. military and disparaging a bunch of military figures who have been highly revered throughout history for their leadership in the U.S. military. In the process, apparently, the New York Times editorial board made a shocking discovery that America fought a civil war back in the 1860s called, well, the Civil War. It is also known in some parts as the War Between the States, the War of Northern Aggression, the Late Unpleasantness, and, even still, sometimes just the War. These same crack editorial page writers also, in the process of discovering this civil war, discovered that for hundreds of years the abominable practice of slavery was legal in the United States. It was legal, in fact, until a Republican president named Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863 and pushed through the 13th Amendment in 1865. Why does the U.S. military celebrate white supremacists? Asks the New York Times editorial board. This is a fairly hilarious question that reveals more about the New York Times editorial board than anything about the U.S. military. Anyone in America with even the most passing affiliation with the U.S. Armed Services knows that the American military is, without equal, the most egalitarian institution in the country. Military service has been a pathway to the American dream for millions of Americans, regardless of income, gender, race, or religious beliefs. The fact that the New York Times editorial board does not know this tells you all you need to know about them. As the U.S. military was helping millions make leaps and bounds towards the American dream, Democrat Joe Biden was busy kibitzing with actual white supremacists. And we are not just talking about former Senator Robert C. Byrd of West Virginia, who was an exalted cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan before becoming the longest-serving senator in U.S. history. Both lifelong Democrats, Mr. Biden and Mr. Byrd served in the Senate together and caucused together for more than 35 years. But wait, there's more. Just last year, Mr. Biden bragged how well he worked with other fierce segregationists in his own party. So enthusiastic is Mr. Biden about his fond memories of working with the old-time racists that whenever he waxes poetic about them, he slips into a fake Southern accent. At a fundraiser last year, Mr. Biden recalled warmly, in a fake Southern accent, how one of the old racist bulls never called me boy. He always called me son. This is how Mr. Biden always talks when channeling his party's long, ugly history with racism and racist politics. In 2012, the last time he was fighting for his political life, Mr. Biden donned a fake Southern accent when he bizarrely warned a gathering of black voters in rural Virginia that his opponent would put y'all back in chains if elected. It's the same fake Southern accent he used last week when he told black voters that they ain't black if they have any second thoughts about voting for him to be president. While the New York Times editorial board is busy dishonorably smearing the U.S. military today, they would be far more effective if they trained their vitriol on the Democratic nominee for president and the future monument to his long career in Washington. Or, as Ronald Reagan might have said, Mr. Biden, tear down that library. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.